Version of the four spiritual secrets of the Neymar Melech is happiness, and happiness comes in three different levels. First level is what we call the achievement level. The Jewish festival, Simchas Torah, is the end of all the section of Jewish festivals that define the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and then Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, the Simcha means happiness. Happiness comes right to the very end. Happiness, that's the definition of true happiness. It comes at the end. Now, therefore, when we're talking about achieving things in your life, if you fall in love with somebody, your mind, your thoughts are in love with somebody, but you haven't yet consummated the relationship, then only when you've consummated the relationship, when you're living together, when you move in together, when you're madly in love with each other, then you achieve, then you're happy. When people are getting engaged to get married, it's only when they get married, only at the achievement of marriage, of permanence forever and ever and ever, that's when you are happy, you're truly happy. You're not happy with the first date you go on. Well, you might be hopefully a little bit happy, but you're not as happy when you've finalized, achieved the relationship forever in a status of forever until you've achieved it. So happiness is the definition of the end. The reason why you look back in hindsight, the first three spiritual secrets of Neymar Melech is you look back in hindsight. The reason why you can know if something was truly your destiny, mind, body, and spirit is because you're now, it's in your life today. It came into your life and it's actually constantly making you happy. So the problem with people's lives, unfortunately, on this instant generation that we're living in, they want to press a button, they want it delivered immediately, they want it right now, they don't want to work for anything, they want to achieve it, but you have to start to achieve something by your mind, body, and soul, than wanting it. The alignment of wanting things, achieving things, gives true happiness. The more you've struggled for things in life, the more happy you are when you've achieved it. The greater the struggle in life, and it is a fact of life, we all struggle, whether it be a student in school or in college or going through university, and then getting the diploma, getting the degree, and then starting their job, and then starting earning at the very bottom, and then achieving. You only sometimes achieve when you're 30-something, 40-something, 50-something. So definition of achieving in life means I've got to struggle. I've got to go through life. I've got to work through it. But the reason why you go through it, the reason why you want to go through it, the reason why you desire to go through it is because you know what the goal is. You know the end goal. When you follow astrology, you know that Jupiter in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, the exact conjunction will be next May of 2024. May, that's right, May, not now. May of 2024 means bigger than big. Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, a conjunction in March of 2024, bigger than big. Pluto going into Aquarius in January 2024, bigger than big. We've got three huge energies that will be defining, and it's all beginning now. It's all right now. So even though you're putting effort and energy into something and you're not getting the reward for it, you're not getting the instant gratification for it, it's leading to the true happiness that you'll then reflect back and go, yeah, I did it. I did it because I put the effort in. I did it because my mind, body, and soul is now thinking of what I want. What is it that's really bothering you right now? Whatever star sign you are, we've all got something in our minds that's bothering us, that's disturbing us, that's annoying us, that's not quite right, and we want to achieve it. And you achieve it by elevated energy. You can't do anything unless you're turned on. You can't achieve anything. You can't go anywhere if your automobile is not going anywhere. If your automobile is switched off and the battery, there's no battery, there's no gasoline inside, you can't go anywhere. If you've got no emotional energies to want anything, desire of life, if you don't even desire your own destiny, you don't desire to do anything with life, then you're not switched on. And the definition of November, well, it's now October, November, especially November and December, November, December is I really want it. I really want to achieve something. My heart really wants to achieve it. And I know it's going to make me happy because I can hear it talking loudly in my soul, my mind, body, and soul. I'm going to achieve it. Happiness is a definition of your soul's happiness, because you could have things. You might have bought clothes that you thought were going to make you happy. You might even have a relationship that you thought was going to make you happy. You might be living somewhere that you thought was going to make you happy, but your soul isn't happy. And when you connect mind, body, and soul, and you realize, I'm not happy. This isn't making me happy. I thought it would be, but it's not making me happy. You were living a false happiness. When people think, oh, ice cream will make me happy, and you eat it, it's gone. then you're not happy. You're satisfied a little bit, but it's not making you happy forever and ever and ever. When you've eaten something that you thought was delicious and that would satisfy me, but it isn't making you happy, you realize that was a superficial happiness. You thought that ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend was going to make you happy. They didn't make you happy. It was superficial happiness. So now we've got to define what is true happiness. True happiness is something that's in your life forever and ever, and it elevates your existence. It elevates, and that is mind, body, and soul. Your soul is a higher existence, a higher vibrational energy. And when you're living it, when you're feeling it, when you're loving it, then that is, you found it. That is the true destiny. Fourth spiritual secret defines for 12 different star signs, a whole list. Each star sign, each energy has a whole list of things that make us happy. Some star signs, sitting in church, sitting in a synagogue, praying will make some people happy. Some people, it's running, jogging, walking will make you happy. Some people, it's exercise, a physical exercise. Some people, it's sexual energy that will make you happy. Some people, it is eating makes you happy. But eating has got to have a purpose to give you the energy to do something. Eating just for the sake of eating and putting weight on, that is not purpose. That is not true happiness. But eating with an appetite, eating and loving the delicious food that you eat, will then give you the energy to go somewhere, do something, and create something. It is the energy we put in our body, the physical food energy, that creates the happiness of our achievement. And achievement is an energy in, getting an energy exponential, an exorbitant energy out.